الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ هم قوم أن يبسطوا إليكم أيديهم فكف أيديهم عنكم واتقوا الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in general, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Quran, remember the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ponder over the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored us, favored the believers, it means we must make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does this mean? It means we must do acts of ta'at, acts of obedience. And making, as we say, na shukri, this means we do acts of ma'asi. It means that we do acts of disobedience. Likewise, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests a nation, so with some masa'ib, with some difficulties, etc., it means that the qawm, the people, the nation should make sabr, and they should be steadfast and be patient and endure and come through that with sabr, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that a means of reward for them, and Allah will elevate the darajat also in Jannah. Likewise, if they have to make nashukri for that, or they don't make sabr, or if they have to turn to acts of disobedience after musibah, then that of course becomes an adab for them. So it depends on how we react to the different types of calamities and disasters that befall us. And ni'mat also, if it has to come from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we do acts of disobedience, and this is not a ni'mah, because this could be a way for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gradually seize us and to gradually draw us into adab. But if we make shukr and do acts of obedience, then this becomes a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a general principle that is mentioned in the books of tafsir. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. So Allah is asking the believers to remember and to mention and to talk about the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. The word ni'mah is singular, but Mufassirin mentioned that this word is singular, but it means the jama', that is the plural. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's not one bounty. There are so many bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah favored us with. And the word ni'mah, sometimes Allah talks about, wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi, if you have to count the bounty of Allah. Some mufassirin say Allah is asking you to even count one bounty. In other words, you won't be able to even enumerate one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is so valuable. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, remember, mention the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. And there's one specific time and incident that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to draw the attention of the believers to, and this is where إِذْ هَمَّ قَوْمٌ أَن يَبْسُطُوا إِلَيْكُمْ أَيْدِيَهُمْ فَكَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ. When a group of people intended to lay their hands upon you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restrained their hands from you. In other words, they did not attack you, they did not seize you. Some say this refers to the Yahud. They had planned to attack Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They decided to come and assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some say they planned to throw a rock on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there's many other different opinions mentioned in this regard as to why this verse was revealed. Some say it was after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was finished with some expedition and Sahaba were taking rest, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also took rest under the shade of some tree, and an Arabi, a Bedouin, came, and then he took the sword of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he asked, مَيَّمْنَعُكَ مِنِّي. He woke up Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, who's going to prevent you now from me? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and he said this a few times, he said it thrice, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect me from this harm or from you. And then the sword then fell from his head, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, now who's gonna, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the sword, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, now who's going to protect you from me? And then he said, kun khayra akhidh, that in other words, be the best taker, which means that don't harm me, do not harm me. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then left him, and then somebody reports saying that he became a Muslim. فَأَسْلَمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So when this happened, فَكَفْ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ اللَّهِ. Restrain their hands from you. In other words, Allah saved you from them. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah says, and upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should the believers place their trust. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawakkul.